Teams that play pretty similar styles. Big, fast teams that play physical and kind of in your face. So should be a fun series.
A lot of people, I think, are looking at this Jets team a little more closely and saying that there's not an underdog in this series. In fact, you guys are favored by many. Are you comfortable with the possibility of going into this with teams seeing you as the better team going in?
I don't know if we're not the underdog. They're the top team in the West and done a lot of good things, not this even last couple years. So I can't see us being a favorite going into it. But, I think we match up pretty strongly with them, and we'll need to get out of the gates hard, and kind of you get a lot of guys that haven't played any game before, so I'll have to kind of keep the emotions in check and learn by fire here.
Do you do anything specifically to try and help some of those guys who haven't been in the postseason with your experience?
No, I think for them there's probably a few words here and there, but the best way to learn all about it is to get involved, and I think we have the right type of players. We've been playing that style of hockey you need to play the last month or so just to get in, so we're playing the right way and we should be ready to go.
What about the wear and tear of playing that way? Is that something that you guys have been able to kind of get some time to recover from here in the last few days and get as fresh as you can be?
Yeah, I guess you try to get as much rest as possible to make sure you're as close to 100% as possible, but at this time of year and over the playoffs, very few guys are going to be healthy. So you just kind of learn to deal with it and take care of it as you go.
Do you think you're the right mix now in terms of players? Like, you look that Paul's been able to roll four lines with a little bit more effectiveness than what we saw in the past. How does the way this team kind of is stacked up right now serve you for playoffs?
I think we're comfortable with any matchup, and that's probably the best way to put it, is we have four strong lines that we're confident in from our end out, and three solid pairings that we're not afraid to put on the ice at any time. So that's a bonus. It allows us to spread the wealth and go in on the road and not have to worry about his matchups as much as if you didn't have that depth.
From a goaltending perspective, I know you had answered a lot on the road, but three straight shutouts for Andre to head into the playoffs. What does seeing him with that sort of confidence and success right now do for this group?
Yeah, it's always fun to watch someone play at that level, and to get three in a row is spectacular, and the right time to start clicking. So we're happy for him. Obviously he's gone through a lot the last couple of years, and we're extremely confident in what he can do behind us if we have a mistake or a breakdown.
Last season you said at the end of it, the years are going by, you win the playoffs. What does this mean to you to be back in?
It's exciting to just be back and have the opportunity to play for another Stanley Cup. So that's what it's all about for everyone in the league. And to be sitting here this time of the year and thinking about game one is a lot more fun.
What does it mean to you as a captain of Winnipeg and your third organization to make the postseason?
Yeah, proud of our group in terms of the adversity that we battled through, and one of those years where it kind of felt like everything was thrown our way, and at every turn we met the challenge and kept on going. So we did what we needed to do to get in. Now the pressure's off, and we can just go have fun with it.
Did you